Simon Sadik Beis Sifay. Rochot Yodav Shachis. He washed his hands in the morning. He Siyav Daita, and he stopped thinking about that. And he went to his daily preoccupations. Srichim Netila Tzvila. Went to the Mechaba. He has to wash them again and before he davens. This is specific for Tvila, Shabbos says, but for learning Torah, for brachas, krishma, and everything else, then stam yadayim, if he's not aware that anything happened to them, he can assume that they're clean enough. But the Tvila, they have to be washed. Went to the Mechaba. V'myeish lo'imayim, afalfisha einu yadea, emshum lichluch, as long as he has water, even though he's not aware of any filth coming out of his hands, still, he has to wash them. V'lo yivar, but you don't make a brach on this. V'myein lo'imayim, is a mother main tzoch la'asil, elito. If he doesn't have water available, then he does not have to go out of his way to wash them. As Shabbos says, according to this opinion, though, he should wipe them on something, just in case something got on them. This is all the Mechaba. The Ramah says, "Vafilu hoy yodem luchlochas, noitin letfila einem avarach." That which we say that you don't make a bracha, even if you know your hands were filthy. So the Mechaba is saying that you need to wash your hands for any tefillah if you have water available. But if you don't have water available, you're not required to do that 18-minute trip to get there.